300th episode. In school, Bart writes, "I will not" on the blackboard, then picks up an axe and hacks at the board until it breaks in half. As the bell rings, he zooms off on his skateboard. At the nuclear power plant, Homer leaves after another day's work, unaware of the plutonium wedged in his clothes. Baby Maggie's accidentally scanned and bagged at the supermarket checkout, while Lisa's kicked out of music class for improvising on her saxophone. Maggie turns a toy steering wheel in her car seat, and she and Marge both toot their horns. Back home, Homer narrowly avoids being run over by the entire family. Then everyone gathers on the sofa in a gingerbread house, and Homer takes a bite out of Bart's head. Mm. Created by Matt Groening. Developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening, and Sam Simon. At the Kennedy Center.
Today we honor three great Americans. Jazz legend Ornette Coleman. Playwright Arthur Miller.
They high-five and chest bump.
And all-around genius, Lisa Simpson.
We're not worthy. We're not worthy.
Thank you, Mr. Cronkite.
She knows my name.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight I'd like to harangue you about the plight of...
Lisa wakes up as Marge vacuums her room.
Oh, Mom, why did you wake me up? I dreamt I was at the Kennedy Center Honors.
Well, here's another low-rated annual event. Spring cleaning! Come on, everyone's helping.
The dog and Homer use their bums to pull cloths along the floor.
You've got to get rid of those Furbies. They've turned feral.
They surround Maggie.
This is an interesting old book. Molokai Desiratum Maleductu.
An orange smoke demon rises up behind her.
Diabolicus Abominabilis. Woo! Mad Libs.
Hey, a box of old videotapes. Marge and Homer get dirty. Hey, Lise, think you're well adjusted? I've got something to show you.
They watch the film.
I can't believe you talked me into this.
It's such a mess. Oh, watch the teeth.
Don't go telling your buddies at work about this.
Every tape is pumpkin carving.
Hey, what's this? Bart said, if I ever needed proof of the existence of God, here it is.
Falky, you're dancing in the toilet.
What, you never heard the flush dance?
Perfect Strangers will return after these commercials.
What a beautiful baby. What horrible breath.
He's the baby whose mouth smells like death. Run for your life, it's baby stink breath.
It's Bart.
Oh my God, that's me!
This isn't Bart Sad, it's Bart's ad.
Wait, I was in a commercial? I don't remember this at all.
He eats a candy bar.
No more baby stink breath.
Thanks to the Baby So Fresh Tri-Patch System. These soothing chemical patches alter your baby's DNA while leaving the RNA untouched.
Aww.
Not safe for babies under two.
Your baby stink breath, your baby stink breath. En français, vous êtes l'enfant stink breath.
How could you make me baby stink breath and not even tell me?
I was going to tell you on my deathbed.
Honey, you did have a great time doing those commercials, and you made a lot of money.
I did. Where is it?
Your father invested it in a college trust fund, which today must be worth a...
La, 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 la.
Of course, the stock market's been down lately, but there must be some sort of...
La, 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 nothing left. La, 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 la.
You spent all the money I earned?
I needed it. I had to buy back some incriminating photos. Look, see? You're fine. And then...
The pictures show him dropping Bart off a balcony.
I know this looks bad, but if you reverse it, Daddy's a hero. See? Watch. I saved you!
You stole my money!
Bart, stop that! The larynx is not a plaything.
Mom, I am sick of the way he treats me. He disrespects me, and I'm just supposed to accept it?
That's right. You're mine till you're 18. And when you're 17, I'm gonna know the end is near, so I'm gonna work you like a dog.
So my dad blew all the money I made from that embarrassing commercial. Promise me you won't tell anyone about it.
I won't. But these things have a way of getting out.
Ha-ha! Baby stink breath! It was worth it.
I just wish there was some way to get back at my dad.
When my mom wants to get back at my dad, she uses her lawyer.
Does it make him cry?
More than normal.
Hey, son. I've got tickets for the circus.
Badger, Haggle, and Bill. Love 'em and burn 'em family law. Hacky, joke, and done it. Bingo! I want a divorce from my parents.
You are?
I said I want a divorce from my parents.
Yes, I heard you. I was just calling my secretary. You are? Give me the standard child divorcing parent form.
Yes, sir.
At home at the table, Bart molds Homer's head from his food, then destroys it with a fork.
I heard a wonderful saying today. Forgive and forget.
Yes, son. At times like this, I just look at my bracelet.
Good point, Dad. What would Jesus do?
Jesus? I thought it was Geppetto. Oh, pfft. Who is it?
I'm here to serve you with a subpoena.
Well, I'm not opening the door.
It comes with a side of bacon.
Is it crispy?
Yes.
But not too crispy.
Oh.
See you in court.
Bart, you're suing us?
Yes, I want to be emancipated.
Emancipated? Don't you like being a dude?
No, Dad. It means Bart would be a legal adult and free to move out of the house.
I wanted a sewing room, but not like this. Not like this.
Mom, you've always been cool to me. But Homer is a lousy dad, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Hey, my dad was lousy, and I didn't sue him. I just dumped him in the cheapest home I could find.
Hey! My IV is empty, and my catheter is full.
Mm-hmm. The care worker swaps them around.
Hmm. See you tomorrow.
Would you...
Bart, using this dowel, tell the court where your father took money from you.
Here and here.
Let the record show that he pulled out the little pockets of the dowel.
Homer cringes.
Mr. Simpson, your son alleges that you have an anger management problem.
You little... I'm sorry, Judge. That's a rare lapse in my normally calm demeanor.
Could the stenographer please read back the previous statement?
Why, you little...
You little...
The judge doodles him hanging.
All rise for the verdict.
Son, I just want you to know, whatever that judge decides, I'm gonna be the best dad I can.
No judge would send a preteen out on his own.
Woohoo! You're still mine! And you thought I was a bad dad before.
Except in this case. That boy's about as safe living with you as a crawdad in a gumbo shack. Bart Simpson, I declare you emancipated. Further, I hereby garnish Homer's wages until Bart is fully repaid.
Garnish.
That means half your paycheck goes to Bart.
What? Half goes to Bart, half goes to my Vegas wife? What's left for Mo?
Homer, don't make things worse.
I'll show you worse.
He's dragged away.
I was told this would be televised!
How can I fit my whole life into a suitcase? Maybe if I move that thing there. Perfect.
Bart, where are you gonna live?
With the money Dad's paying me, I rented a loft downtown.
Do you even know what a loft is?
No. I assume it has hay.
Oh, I'm gonna miss you.
There's something to remember me by.
Ow! Indian burn!
Look at it.
Oh, that's so sweet.
If I did it right, it's permanent.
Please don't go, Bart. I'll let you swear in the house. Everything but the big three.
Sorry, Mom. I just can't. Not as long as he's here.
Oh, honey, I can't believe this is happening. I'll miss you so much.
Either give me some of that or let's get going.
Sorry, Mom. I gotta go.
He gets into a taxi.
Go ahead, leave. You'll come crawling back. That's right. Crawling on your knees. Crawling! Oh, he's really gone. He's gone!
Bart's unpacking his few things in a loft apartment.
Well, here I am, on my own. And I'm gonna make it, world!
Be quiet in there!
Look out, son. This one's got a little mustard on it. Atta boy! We just won a World Series, you and me together! Yeah!
He runs into a table.
He should have done that with the real Bart when he had the chance.
Being a freak man is great, Milhouse. I can draw myself with a magic marker.
Boy, I wish I was a free man. Mom, where's Puppy Goo Goo? Oh, Puppy Goo Goo, fetch me a dream.
Milhouse falls asleep with the doll. Bart pulls up his bed covers in a corner of the empty apartment.
Boy, it's really empty in here.
He sits up and looks at a framed family photo, then almost picks up the phone, but lies down again instead.
Now calm down. I'm perfectly safe. Murder's illegal in the state.
A giant mouse shadow on the wall, but Bart moves his legs and it goes.
Okay, that was just my imagination.
But there actually is a vicious mouse beside him. Bart jumps up and runs across the apartment to the lift. Inside, he presses button one.
Not up! Down!
It keeps rising.
Oh, I'm gonna die in my jammies.
Bart closes his eyes, and when the doors open on the sixth floor, he finds a lively skateboarding party.
Hey, it's an emancipated miner. What's your name?
I'm Bart Simpson, and hey, are you skateboarding legend Tony Hawk?
That's what my business cards say.
He tosses one to Bart.
Oh, wait, that's my old phone number.
Then, clicking his fingers, it flies back to him.
You live in this building?
When I'm not on the road or in rehab for my shattered pelvis. I hope you don't mind living below a bunch of pro skaters who like to party.
I'll adjust.
Hey, Blink 182!
We have names, you know.
Whatever, you can crank it up!
Dude, let's trash this place.
After we get paid.
Nice.
Oh, man, this is the greatest night of my life. If my dad could see this, he'd be so mad.
He can. There's a webcam right there.
Of all the sights on all the web, I had to click onto his.
Homer sadly downs his drink. Next morning at breakfast...
Darn it! I keep pouring juice for five.
Did you see that, boy? Your mom thinks you're still here.
Oh, tomorrow's the day the judge said we can visit Bart.
I think he might come home if we can show him we can treat him better.
For your information, I've been taking steps to become a better father. For the past week, I've been carrying around this bag of sugar. It's taught me how to love and care for a child. What the... Where the hell's my sugar?
Condoleezza Marie ain't too playful tonight.
And I don't remember her being this granulated.
Can I put your baby in my coffee?
Well, the doctor said you eat any more baby, they gonna take your foot.
Bart's dropped off at school in a trendy van.
Thanks for the lift, Tony Hawk. I gotta go now, Tony Hawk. Cool guy, Tony Hawk.
Bart, you know Tony Hawk?
Please, I'm trying to keep it quiet. Catch you later, Tony Hawk!
Stay cool, Brett.
I don't think this is a good place for a 10-year-old boy. Here's $5. Buy yourself a suit and get busy.
I'll buy a suit.
They take the lift to Bart's apartment, where he's playing computer games.
Hi, guys. Dad.
Hello, son. You're looking well.
Wow, this place is great. That couch looks really pricey.
Well, you need an expensive couch to watch an expensive TV.
Of course, because you wouldn't want to. I paid for your splendor, you crazy!
And for every syringe I find, I get a dollar.
Well, that's great, honey.
You know, son, I've been doing a lot of thinking. I was wrong to exploit you, and I won't do it again.
Thanks, Dad. That means a lot to me.
So do you think you might see your way clear to moving back in with your ma and me?
Sorry, no can do. I'm taking off for 6 months to join the Skewed Tour.
Skewed Tour? The traveling festival of rock and roll, skateboarding, and extreme sports?
And nipple piercing. Ah! Don't worry, they're clip-ons.
At the tour...
Behold the delightful unicorn I got at the face painting pavilion.
Dude, that was a tattoo parlor.
He suffered enough.
Yeah. But on the other hand...
Just a reminder, people, if you're getting bogus returns on your investments, contact Goldman Sachs, the Skewed Financial Planners. Up next on the Halfpipe, boarding legend Tony Hawk.
Homer's waiting for him.
Psst, Mr. Hawk, may I have a word with you?
An extreme word?
Sure. My son is Bart Simpson and...
I didn't say extreme to the max.
Sorry, I just want to win my son back so badly.
I can relate. I'm a father myself. Oh, one day they're little shredders, and the next day they're grinding and gnashing their way to college.
Yeah, I make up words too. Anyway, I was wondering if you could pretend to lose to me in a skateboarding contest so I can be a hero to my boy again.
I'll lose millions in endorsements, but okay. This board represents the ultimate in poser technology. It gives people the illusion they have talent.
Groovy!
Just lock your feet in, and the board does all the work.
All the work?
Fine. I'll lift you onto the board, too.
Do it without the attitude, or don't do it at all.
Now the portion of our event where champion Tony Hawk may be challenged by any unknown member of the audience.
I'm challenging you, Hawk, in front of all these outcasts and dreamers who can't even get into the army, if you can believe it.
Dad, how drunk are you?
Not very.
You're going down, Homer, then back up, then down and back up again. That's how the game is played.
I can't count how many times your father's done something crazy like this.
It's 300, Mom.
I could have sworn it was 302.
Shh.
Tony skates down the halfpipe, jumps off the end, flips, and comes back.
Ought to win back my son in comfort and style.
He sets the board to auto awesome. His feet lock in, and he lights up a pipe. The board takes him round the course, then up and over, and back to the start.
You know? I could save money by buying separate nuts and mixing them at home.
He lands casually.
Man, I wanted him to look good, but not to show me up. It's time to take out the thrash.
Tony and Homer face each other across the halfpipe. Then they both skate down, launch off the other side, and meet in midair.
Take that!
They battle each other with their boards, floating in the air. Tony falls, and Homer gracefully lands.
Woohoo! I rule this pseudo-sport! Come back to me, boy!
Dad, you don't understand. This was never about being cool. It was about you not caring how I felt.
Oh, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard, you stupid little kid.
Homer, you're heading for a parental faceplant. Do a 180 emotional ollie.
Finally, someone explains it to me in words I can understand. Look, boy, I know I did wrong, and I'm truly sorry. I put you in humiliating commercials for money which I spent on myself. I just wish I had an opportunity to make things right.
Mr. Simpson, I like the way you handled yourself on that board. Would you like to do a commercial for us?
Anything, as long as I can give the money to my son.
Excellent. I represent Viagragain, the topical rub for bald, impotent men.
Well, I am bald and important. Where do I sign?
Oh, Steve, you're everything a girl could want. What's your secret?
Well, Kathy, I'll tell you. It's Viagragain. It gives you lots of hair and what you need down there. What are you waiting for, loser?
Possible side effects include loss of scalp and penis.
What did they say about my scalp?
Don't worry, Dad, it's just a commercial. No one will remember this in 50 years.
Homer's grave is inscribed, Impotency Spokesman.